The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, Trinidad and Tobago, and welcome to another episode of the Inside Hub. My name is Darian Theatrix Narayan, and I'm going to be carrying you straight through this hour until 7 p.m. And tonight, I'm talking directly to the people who are making money and don't realize how unsafe they are. Because money without protection is not success, it's borrowed time. And I know you're probably wondering, what is man talking about? I'm talking about the importance of registering your business, of ensuring that your business registration is up to par, of ensuring that you understand the legislation in Trinidad and Tobago around having a registered business, and how essential that is. There's a lot of things that could be lost if you're not too careful out there, and you have to be very careful, especially in this day and age. If your business is not registered, you are not a business owner, you are a liability. You may be collecting money, you might be busy, you may feel successful, but right now you're operating fully exposed. One problem, one complaint, one audit, one wrong client, and everything you built could disappear. That is the reality. So let me talk to you. Yes, you have your clients. Yes, you have your payments coming in. Yes, you have your confidence, but answer this in your head. If something goes wrong tomorrow, who takes the hit? Not the business, but you. Your personal bank account, your car, your home, your name. There's no shield, there's no separation, there's no safety net. Most people don't lose their business because they were bad at what they do. They lose them because they were unprotected. They were making money but operating illegally without knowing it. And the system doesn't care about your hustle. It doesn't care about your story. It doesn't care how hard you work. It only cares about what's on the paper. Stop telling yourself this lie. I small. I just starting. I go register later. You know, everybody say that line constantly. You know, they're ready to register their business at a later date. Later is how people lose everything. Later is how names get stolen. Later is how contracts get denied. Later is how audits turn into panic. Later is not a strategy. Later is denial. Let me tell you how the world sees an unregistered business. Not serious, not trustworthy, not investable. Banks don't trust you, corporations won't touch you, grants don't see you. You could be talented, but talent without legitimacy is invisible. And invisible businesses don't grow, they get replaced. And that's the reality that we see now today. All you know is the fetting season. Fetting season. We just had our song, Respectfully Yours. Well, I sign in this one, Respectfully Yours. Because on this letter, I want to tell you all, like, you had to be careful out there. Everybody who throw in the little events, who throw in the little parties, some of them artists who not fully registered. Make sure that you register your business before you do anything. Do the thing the right way and you'll be in the right place at the right time. That's important. Here's something nobody warns you about. If your business name is not registered, it is not yours. Someone else can register it, own it, and legally shut you down. Imagine waking up one morning and realizing the brand you built belongs to someone else. That happens quietly. And by the time you realize, it's too late. This is not about forms. It's not about red tape. It's not about the government. This is about control. Registered businesses operate from power. Unregistered ones operate from hope. Hope is not protection. Cash is not protection. Skill is not protection. Structure is. Now listen carefully. This conversation is not here to scare you. It's here to wake you up. Because safety is not expensive. Protection is not complicated. And legitimacy is closer than most people think. The danger is not registering. The danger is pretending you don't need to. So if you are making money right now, if people are paying you, if your businesses feel real, the conversation is for you. And I have a special guest on here this evening, and I want to welcome him, Mr. Adrian Edwards. Adrian, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Inside Hub. Now, just a little fun fact for you all about Adrian. He is a person who operates as the Managing Director for Converged Business Solutions, operating as MyCardi. And Adrian has registered over 1,000 businesses in Trinidad and Tobago, well, assisted with the process of registering those businesses. So he has helped people, and I know many small businesses as well, many small, what they call the small man, now starting up, who went to MyCardi for their support of their business services and got their businesses registered, and he helped them along the way with their problems with tax as well, giving them tax advice, everything along those lines. And I think that's something excellent that you're doing, because your business was developed out of a need, especially that you saw amongst what we would call small businesses in Trinidad and Tobago, people who operate them but who don't have, or who didn't know the first steps that they need to take to make sure that the business was legitimate. Adrian, Mike Addy, welcome. Welcome, welcome to the Insight Hub.
Darian, thanks for the introduction. Listeners, glad to be here and glad to share knowledge today.
Adrian, now, one of the things I wanted to find out first and foremost is that you said that you have your business where you're the managing director of Converged Business Solution, but you're trading as Mike Addy. What does that mean?
You mean the name Mike Addy? Where did it come from?
As in, like, what do you mean by trading as?
Okay. So a business could have a legally registered name, which is the name that you are registered with at the company's registry, or it can have what is called a business name or a fictitious name or doing business as name, right? And, you know, that is the name that you would usually market with to your customers. But on any document, such as an invoice or a contract and so on, you would have your full legal business on that. And when you are marketing to your customers, such as on Facebook and any other advertising medium, you know, there you would use your trade name.
And how you came up with the name Mike Addy?
Well, I actually got it from my dad, you know, in conceptualizing what I wanted to do with this business. And, you know, I mean, it's self-explanatory, I would think, you know, and it's really, you know, being a caddy for business owners. So if you know the sport of golf, you know, you would know.
You play golf?
From time to time.
All right. They say many big business deals happen on a golf course, you know.
Well, I've yet to see it.
I'm playing it safe. I like that. But tell me, yeah, so the sport golf, and that's where you got the name from.
Yes, and so what this service is you know, we really aspire to be a caddy for business owners. So in golf, you have a caddy, and that caddy would carry your clubs. That caddy would give you guidance as to the terrain of the golf course and so on. And so that is what we do for business owners. You know, we would tell them, you know, what is the best tool or best business type to use for them to achieve their goals and how to navigate the terrain in order to, you know, achieve their business objectives.
Now, there are a lot of business owners out there who are afraid to go through the registration process of registering their business. In fact, some of the most common things that we hear are, why I need to do that, boy? Like, that's plenty work. Like, you know, it's a scam. I'm sure you hear that already. People saying there's a scam, registering your business is a scam for the government to tax you more, to take your money away from you, to take your money away from your business, to suffer your business. That's some of these things that sometimes you would hear people saying, that you don't need to register, don't study that, you know. And to that, what would you say to those people? Because if something goes wrong, an accident with their business, a lawsuit, a bad deal, they don't understand that they themselves will be impacted, correct?
Well, yes, correct. But, I mean, I will go a step further, right, and say that, well, no, I'm not giving legal advice, but I'm just sharing my experiences in all the businesses and so on that we have assisted, right? And I would go as far as to say that, you know, according to the Business Names Act, right, once you are trading as a name that is not your full legal name, so for instance, Darian, once you're not using your full legal name, right, you have an obligation to register your business. So, you know, whether you want to or not, you know, once you're operating as a stylized name or a business name, you really do have an obligation to register your business.
So you're saying if somebody set up shop and they have a business name like My Chair 26, that's their business name, My Chair 26, that they should ultimately register their business as soon as possible because they have an obligation to do so legally.
Correct. And more than just an obligation, because, I mean, in fact, you know, up to recently, the Miscellaneous Provisions Bill would have been passed recently, and it would have imposed a fine, a one-time fine of $10,000, you know, for businesses that are not registered in the manner that they should, according to the Business Names Act. Now, I mean, the policing of it, you know, isn't as strong, I would say, right now, but it's there in black and white.
But things could get switched up in the blink of an eye.
Correct.
Because there was no reinforcement of policing for road fines at that point in time, for traffic fines and traffic violations. And that just took a twist this year, yeah? You see, they started activating following up with all those violations. I'm guessing that you never know, businesses might be next. I saw that emails, of course, going out, even with your registered business, if you haven't updated your annual returns, etc., they'll strike you off the books. So you could also lose your business registration right now. Is that the case?
Yes, correct. Right. So if your business has not filed an annual return for more than 3 years, your business is actually at risk of being struck off the company's registry. Of course, the company's registry still gives you the option to restore it, but you know it can be a very costly process because you have to pay the different penalties and so on associated with late filings.
Let me come back a little bit to liability, because we were having that conversation as well. So let's say you don't register your business, but you have a business that's doing pretty well, yeah? And something goes wrong. There's a lawsuit. Somebody want to sue the business because they made a promise and it probably didn't follow through, or something happens there. A lot of people don't realize that you can lose your car, your house, your ducks and your goats, if you have any that you own, and all these sorts of things inside there. Anything that is your personal belongings that belong to you, that's registered in your name, you could actually lose that if the business is not registered in the appropriate way as a limited liability. Well, tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, so that's correct, because I mean you would be personally liable if you do not have any registered entity, more particularly if you do not have a limited liability company. You know, that's one of the benefits of having a limited liability company. You know, the liability really falls on the company.
All right, so let me just assume that we didn't go to business school here. What exactly is a limited liability company?
A limited liability company is what you call a legal person that operates with two directors and a secretary. Well, a minimum of two directors and a secretary. And it offers the shareholders and even the management board limited protections, I guess, against any outside liabilities that may befall the business.
And what are some of the other business models that they have out there?
So you really have a sole trader, which is really just an extension of you as an individual operating a business.
What's the difference between having a sole trader and just you just operating your business, like as an individual?
The registration would really be the difference, and also the name that you would be able to use.
Okay. So that allows you and gives you the legal right to operate and use a specific business name inside there?
To an extent, yes, because there are other factors that you'd want to consider in terms of the name that you use, such as trademarks and so on. But ultimately, once you have a registered business name, you know, one, nobody else could register the name that you have, right? And, you know, you would also have the ability to set up relationships with the bank in the name of that business.
If you're just joining us, welcome to the Insight Hub. My guest today is Adrian Edwards, who is the Managing Director of Converged Business Solutions, trading as Mike Caddy. And we're happy to have him on board. And we're having a discussion around the importance of registering your business, especially if you're doing business in Trinidad and Tobago, how essential, how important that is, especially if you want to have access to certain realities, certain grants, certain donor funding, banks as well. They look for registered companies. And the importance of just this within the context of government and taxes as well is another big one that we could talk about. So we're happy to have you all on board. If you're looking to register your business, this is the conversation for you. If you have a business and you're thinking about what I should do next, how I'm supposed to make this more legitimate, this is a conversation for you as well. And we are happy to be bringing it to you right here on Freedom 106.5 on the Insight Hub. So, Adrian, just one question before we go to a quick break here. And I want you to just think about this, because I'm going to a break after this. Yeah? I want you to just tell me, like, what are some of the ways in which we can get people or encourage people to really start registering their business immediately? Yeah? So just think about that as we cut to a quick break right about now.
Pan Festival is back. On Sunday, 1st February, we head to the Queen's Park Savannah for Pan on the Greens Music Festival 2026.
It's our big live!
It's our big live! We on the Greens! And we live in from 1 p.m. till...
We on the Greens! Over 18 soccer superstars
on the big stage! And it can't be our best live without big DJs!
It's the biggest live
in Trinidad and Tobago! Sort out your coolers. Which crew you're live in with? Who you're live in with?
It's our big live! Get your tickets now at Watford Cafe or online at islandytickets.com.
Looking for a crew package? Send us an email. WeOnTheGreens@gmail.com or WhatsApp 325-7177. Pan on the Greens 2026 is our big live!
Brought to you by NCC and BH Entertainment. We live in!
Power up your Saturdays with Gary V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in. You're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Gary V's infectious personality. Join the fun. Fuel the conversation. Speak Your Mind. Saturdays with Gary V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Tune in to Betterments with Old Space. Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a program that educates and is solution-based. Space tackles the issues that matter to you, providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions. That's Betterments with Base, with a focus on education and resolution. This is all about making things better for you. You can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts and find solutions to the issues that matter to you. So if you want to make a difference and have your voice heard, tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Bass Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Better for you, only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters.
Every weekday morning, Tusker Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Welcome back to the Insight Hub with myself, Darian Theatrix Narayan, and today's conversation is around the importance of registering your business. You're making money, but are you safe is the question that we have to ask. And we had a question just before we cut to the break. And that was, how do we get to move people towards registering the business at this point in time? But before we take that, I know you're still contemplating the agent. We have a voice note and I just want to play it for you.
If I have apartments renting and I don't register, what are the consequences? And where do I have to register? Listen.
So you heard that question. I think that's a little bit different in terms of whether, unless you have the apartments under his business and operating with the business itself. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's a complex question. It's not a straightforward question because, you know, you can't accept the income as an individual. You know, it may just be better practice for you to have a registered company and so have the company take the funds as income and so on. But it depends on your particular situation. Right, I mean, but you know, I would think that having a limited liability company can be helpful for your situation, you know, and you know, that's an even more relevant question now, too, because of the landlord surcharge that was actually recently implemented. So, you know, I would say stay tuned, but I would say that having a limited liability company, you know, can be helpful to your situation. The specifics would really determine on your exact situation.
So I guess that's a more personal conversation that you'll have to have. Maybe you could contact you, my caddy. So the phone lines are open. Feel free to call us at 625-2257, 625-2257, or WhatsApp us at 306-1065, 306-1065. For any questions that might be weighing heavily on your heart at this point in time, you might be wondering, what do I do next? Where do I go next? What do I have to do? I have this business operating and functioning, and I really want to register it. What are the next steps? But the question is, how do we get people or encourage people to go and to understand the importance of registering their business?
Well, I mean, that's really the mission of my organization. You know, we really try to empower entrepreneurs for them to make the decisions, you know, that will best suit them. You know, because in my business, I've found that persons, they want to register, but, you know, there's an information gap, a knowledge gap, and we try to fill that gap. Right? I mean, when you look at the situation with the traffic fines, you know, persons were only hurrying to get their inspection certificates and so on, you know, when the fines became very strenuous. right? So, I mean, I would say, you know, once people are aware of the penalties and aware of the repercussions of not having their business registered, you know, I think then it will become a priority for the business owner.
What do you think is one of the worst case scenarios for an unregistered business owner?
Well, it varies a lot. You know, I would say that depends on, you know, the specific activity that you're engaged in. Because, you know, just as an example, you know, there's supervised entities, which is covered by the FIU, and then there's unsupervised entities, right? So if you are doing a business such as real estate or accounting and so on, you know, you really have an obligation to not just register your business, but also get FIU registered. You know, otherwise there could be very severe penalties, you know, if you do not meet those minimum requirements.
Now you have some people panicking out there. I know some people panicking, but this process is a difficult process, is an easy process. What's the suggestion? Where do they start? Like, what was the first thing they need to do right now? If somebody listening to this conversation and they're saying in their head, what do I need to do right now? What would be your first piece of advice?
Well, I guess awareness would be the first step. And then I think once you are aware of, okay, these are my obligations, these are the penalties, these are the repercussions of not meeting my obligations, I think that in itself will really spring you to action. You know, unfortunately, I would say, but, you know, better late than never.
I like that. So better late than never, but you're encouraging them to rush into that right now to understand, all right, that this is some of the things that we need to do. And when we're looking at, for example, grants and donorship and banks, do banks normally, how they would lend only to a company that is registered, right? So that's one of the benefits that you have there as well.
Correct. They would only do business with a registered company. You know, in fact, you know, I've seen where they are, you know, you may be running business transactions through your personal account. And, you know, the bank would actually call you and tell you, hey, no, you can't do that. That's considered commingling of funds. And they may even close your account, right? And, you know, have you open a commercial account so that they could do business with you. So, you know, you really have an obligation to register your business. You really do.
At what point does someone need to register their business? Like, at what point, what level of income you would say, hey, you know, maybe this should be just a personal project, but should really be run under a registered company at this point in time?
Well, I guess this varies as well, too, because, I mean, for instance, you may have a name that you love and you don't want anybody to take, right? But you may not have the means right now to pursue that business. You may want to register or at least reserve the name of your business so that, you know, you could preserve your brand.
Is there a difference between reserving a name and registering the business?
Yes. In order for you to register a business, you must first do what is called a name search, which would then lead to like a name approval, and then you can register the business.
Adrian, afterwards. Hold that for 1 second. We have a call online. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Insight Hub.
Good afternoon, the Insight Hub, for host and hostess. And the gentleman, interesting topic with respect to registration of business. I'm looking from iCardi. Is it on you're on Facebook or how where I get the information where you all are?
So yes, so we are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we also have our website, which is mycardi.co, www.mycardi.co. That's mycardy.co.
All right, so you can look for that right there, like we read that in the insights. People interested, so that shows that there's an interest to register your company as well. And the importance of it. So why people not doing it, Adrian? Why people holding back? Why are people, is it a fear of the system? Are people afraid of being taken advantage of? Is it that they afraid somebody will steal the name when they go inside to register the company? What is it that's preventing that or creating that fear?
Well, I mean, I would say it's a combination of factors. You know, I guess some people, you know, they may not want to be in the system for whatever reason. You know, some people may just have that knowledge gap in that, hey, I'm trying to run a business. I guess the compliance will come after. You know, I see that often. You know, so, but I would say for the most part, persons do have an interest in actually registering their business and doing the right thing, especially when they know what their obligations are. I found that.
Now, just before we took that caller there, you were telling me the difference between reserving the business name and registering a business. So what was the difference again? Just come back to that.
So registering your business, well, reserving your business name is really just the first step in the registration process. But once you reserve your name, you actually don't have to register it immediately. You have a 45-day period before the name expires.
Is it expensive to reserve your business, register your business?
No, it's not. It's not an expensive process. I mean, you could go on the company's registry website and you'll actually see that a name search, you know, the fees, the government fees for it is actually $25.
Okay.
So it's not an expensive process at all.
So you could reserve your business name tonight?
Well, you have to go through a few steps first because in 2023, February to be exact, the government would have, well, the previous government would have implemented something called a company, a cross system, right? Which is the company's registry online system. So in order for you to register a business, reserve a business name, do any kind of business transaction with the company's registry, you really need to have what is called a cross account, right? So after you create your cross account, then you would have the ability to reserve your name and register or incorporate your business or company.
Can I go home tonight and do that process?
Yes, you can, but you may not be approved until a few days from now. But yes, you can.
Okay, so you could go through the whole process of registering for the cross, but it might be approved a little bit later on. And then from there, I could reserve my business name. And then from there, go through the registration process. Is the registration process expensive?
No, it's not an expensive process. But what I would say is it's always good to get advice before you even start the process, because you need to understand your unique situation and what would work best for you. Only then should you take those other steps. And even with that, I would advise that you use a professional, because you know you may make mistakes in the process and you may really set yourself back that way.
At what point in terms of their income earning should somebody register their company or their business?
I would say you should register your business before you even start earning an income. You know, that would be my advice, because from the time you start trading or advertising your business using a name that is not your full legal name, you really do have that obligation to register. So I would register before I start any income generating activities in an ideal world, or as soon as I know that I have that obligation to register, I would register immediately and I wouldn't.
Are there any circumstances where you can't register your business, where somebody is not allowed to register a business?
I can't think of any situation at the top of my head, but maybe if you try to register a business dealing in some kind of illicit trade and you explicitly say that, you may be barred. But other than that, nothing really comes to mind.
So once you're within the remit of the law, you're good to go with the registration of a business?
Basically.
All right. My next question is, what if somebody has a practice that requires certain levels of approval to then enter into that specific practice? So let's say something like a medical practice, or somebody has a psychological practice or something along those lines, and they want to register the business because they've been operating, and they say, hey, now is the time. Do the companies register normally consult with like the medical board to say, hey, is this person really a real doctor? Or what does that process look like inside there?
So I can give you a company as an example. So when you are registering, let's say a medically related company, the directors that you would be appointing, first off, would really have to present their qualifications to the registry in order for them to then give approval for the name. Otherwise, why are you registering a medical company and you have no medical experience? Same goes for businesses that engage in educating. And several other businesses have a similar requirement.
Okay. And I guess there's a protection mechanism as well out there.
Correct.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Insight Hub. Today we're talking about registering your business, which is so important, so essential. If you're running a business right now and you're earning some income, there are benefits to registering your business as soon as possible. The phone lines are open. Feel free to call us at 625-2257, 625-2257, or WhatsApp us at 306-1065. 306-1065. In studio with me is Adrian Edwards, the managing director of Converged Business Solutions, trading as Mike Haddy, and he has registered over 1,000 businesses in Trinidad and Tobago. That means that you've dealt with 1,000 people, essentially. It gives 1,000 different personalities, 1,000 different business owners with different approaches. Have you ever, what's your most difficult experience in dealing with somebody while registering a business?
I've had many experiences. I wouldn't say I've had a particularly difficult experience because, all situations are really unique. And well, we try to work with the clients and we try to be as patient as possible, because we understand that there's a learning curve in this entire process. So, to say I've had a particularly difficult situation, I can't say.
How important is customer service to you?
Very important, very important. I've had a lot of learnings over the years. And, I would say that, we treat customer service with the utmost care, right? So we understand that, you may come to us without any knowledge, without any information about registering a business or what are the even types of businesses there are out there. And we work with you. We have a hand-holding approach. And, we really take you from A to Z in the entire process.
So we've spoken about a limited liability company. We've spoken about sole traders. What are some of the other models that are out there?
So there's a sole trader, as we mentioned before. There's also a partnership, which is really two individuals coming together to do business. Two or more individuals, I should say. There's limited liability company. And then there's, of course, the non-profit organization, which you would use if you have some kind of social objective that you would like to pursue.
Now, one of the concerns that they've had in recent years is that non-profit organizations are now being used for criminal activity. What is your take on that? And during our registration process, do you ask questions or do they ask questions to ensure? What is the way in which they prevent that now?
Well, yes. In fact, in our line of business, we actually have an obligation to register with the FIU, right? And what that means is we actually have to have a KYC process for our customers. Right, so there are certain questions that we do have to ask.
What is a KYC process?
Well, know your customers. So you need to have certain basic information about your customers, such as ID, proof of address, etc. You need to verify the identity of the people that you are doing business with. The FIU has those mechanisms in place to minimize the amount of, potential misuse of non-profit organizations.
That's a major concern that I know that's happening globally. A lot of people run racket with NGOs. Yeah, and I think that's something a lot of people don't realize. So sometimes they would have open up certain types of NGOs and they would run illegal funding through there. They'll wash money through there, which is very dangerous. So I'm happy to hear that there's a crackdown on this and this reality as well. And especially for you, I guess that is you have to be very cautious when you register new businesses to ensure that you don't encounter any sort of criminal elements, because you also want to keep your business in a certain line and a certain way as well. And I like the mission of your organization. The mission is, of course, to try and register as many businesses as possible and to make the process as easy as possible for people. If you had to give one piece of advice with regards to customer service to any business owner out there, what would it be?
It's a cliche, but I would say the customer is always right, Even though you may not 100% agree with their take on a given situation, any feedback you get from a customer is an opportunity for you to improve. So when I say the customer is always right, that's what I mean. There's always an opportunity for you to improve your process.
Do you learn anything with your own business from registering these businesses, going through this process with business owners as well?
Of course, because you learn about how different owners think. Because apart from registering a business, and you know, we you know, I guess right now our mission is really just to register businesses, make the process easy. But what we also want to do is to increase the quality of businesses that are operating as well.
How?
Well, in the sense that registering your business is really the first step. After you register your business, you now have to have the proper structures, the proper systems in place, the correct mechanisms to deal with all the different situations that your business will come across. So, you know, in dealing with so many business owners over the years, you know, I've gotten to see how different people think about the same situation, and I even try to apply the same in my business as well.
What if it's a one-man business?
Well, you'll start off as a one-man business, but you know, I think the intention of most business owners is to grow, wouldn't you say so?
I would hope so. Well, how do you see the AI reality, because that's a big one as well, working into businesses that you're dealing with? Because I imagine that you would have a lot of, you've registered a lot of businesses, you still have relationships with a lot of businesses as well. Have you seen an improvement in terms of how they report? Because you also assist with, for example, the annual returns, which is a requirement. I know that you assist some businesses with their taxes as well. Have you seen AI being a benefit in terms of the structuring within these businesses? Have you seen a higher usage of AI as well with businesses?
Well, I would say yes, I've seen an increase in the use of AI. In some cases, a little too much. And I would even say...
What do you mean in a little too much?
I've seen it be used to respond to messages on, you know, simple back and forth WhatsApp messages. I've seen it be used in that case. But also in structuring different agreements in your business and so on, people tend to use AI to do that. But I would say that you really need to have a certain specialized knowledge when prompting the AI, so that you, you know, you don't make a mistake that could be to your detriment in the future.
So people are developing contracts, is what you're saying, using AI?
Yes, I've seen that.
That's not dangerous. Like, I'm just imagining that if you have a contract that was developed using AI, that you're going to run yourself into a lot of problems.
Well, if you prompt the AI for it and you read it and it makes sense to you.
But legally, it would have some level of repercussion, or could have some issues if you miss something inside there because you don't know the law.
Well, repercussions to you. Mm. Could have repercussions to you.
Mm.
So in some cases, I would advise using it to at least give you an opening or an introduction to a topic. But in terms of actually seeing something through, I would advise against that.
Are people using AI to do their taxes?
I don't know if that's fully possible as yet.
Okay.
But I imagine some steps in the process can incorporate some elements of AI.
Do you recommend it?
No. No, I don't.
If you're just joining us, this is the Insight Hub, and we're talking about the importance of registering your business and how essential that is, of course, to you as the individual, and safeguarding you, because you could be making money, but you're not safe. And that's the reality of so many businesses out here, because their business is not registered and they are fully liable in case anything goes wrong. And you also have an obligation, we found out here, by the government to ensure that your business is registered if you're trading with a certain name, if you're operating under a certain name. So that is very important. My guest is Adrian Edwards from MyCaddy, and he's registered over 1,000 businesses, and we're happy to have him on board. And we're going to continue this conversation in just a few as we move to a little break.
Pan Festival is back on Sunday, 1st February, to the Queen's Park Savannah for Pan on the Greens Music Festival 2026.
It's our big line.
We on the Greens, and we live in from 1 p.m. till.
We on the Greens. Over 18 soca superstars on the big stage.
And it can't be our best line without big DJs.
It's the biggest line
in Trinidad and Tobago. Sort out your coolers. Which crew you're liming with?
Who you're liming with?
It's a big line.
Get your tickets now at Watford Cafe or online at
iLeague. Looking for a crew package? Send us an email. WeOnTheGreens@gmail.com or WhatsApp 325-7177. Pan on the Greens 2026 is a big line. Big
brought
line
to you by NCC and BH Entertainment. We live in!
Every weekday morning, Tusker Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Tune in
to Betterments with Old Space. Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
for a program that educates
and is solution-based.
Space tackles the issues that matter to you,
providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions.
That's Betterments with Base. With a focus on education and resolution,
this is all about making things better for you.
You
can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts
and find solutions
to the issues that matter to you.
So if you want to make a difference
and have your voice heard,
tune in to Freedom 106.5 FM
and join us for Betterments with Base
Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Better for you.
Only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters.
Power up your Saturdays with Carrie V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in. You're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates.
Get set for a day packed with the fun,
the burning issues, and Carrie V's infectious personality. Join the fun. Fuel the conversation. Speak your mind. Saturdays with Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Welcome back to the Inside Hub with myself, Darian Theatrix Narayan, and in studio with me is the Managing Director of Converged Business Solutions, trading as Mike Caddy, Adrian Edwards. Welcome back, everybody, to this conversation here on the importance of registering your business. You might be making money, but you're not safe. Now, Adrian, let me talk about the big topic, the one that a lot of people don't like to talk about. People has been running from this left, right, and center. Whether it be an individual or a company, they're running from it. And that is taxes. I know somebody home right now saying, gosh, I forget to file my taxes. I know that my business owner out there right now is saying, oh, Lord. Not taxes, yeah? But why do so many people think registering a business puts them in danger with the tax system, when in reality, it might be protecting them?
Well, I don't know if it's... I don't have to say it's protecting you or putting you in danger, you know? The thing about taxes is, you really do have that obligation again file your taxes.
I find everything is an obligation or whatever.
Because you do, you know? Maybe you could have some strategy in place that would minimize your taxation legally.
I like how you're putting that. That's an important part.
Yes, very important.
Legally.
Right? So maybe you can have some sort of strategy in place that can legally minimize your taxes and so on. You do have that obligation to pay your taxes. And, it's not really something you can run away from. So it's better you have your business registered and you structure it properly and, pay your fair share to the government.
Out of those 1,000 businesses that you registered, how many pay the taxes? Don't answer that. No, but taxes are essential and a big part of business as well. We know that people use taxes in different ways within business, within the legal remit. That actually becomes a major benefit to their business as well. So there are areas and spaces where paying your taxes could be very beneficial. Is that so? What are some of the tax benefits that you might have out there for businesses?
That you'll be compliant. So, I would say there aren't really benefits in the sense that, once you pay your taxes, you'll benefit.
Are there any incentives?
Incentives? You're paying a tax. So, I would say the penalties might be an incentive.
Right, avoiding penalties.
Yeah, correct. But as I said, it's an obligation. And really and truly, how I would look at it, or how I think is the best way to look at it, is really that, well, if you are paying high taxes, then that would mean that you have high profit. And so the banks may be more willing to do business with you. So you could see paying taxes as just the cost of having a solid relationship with your bank.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to look at benefits, and then the peace of mind from knowing that you're on top of everything.
But I imagine, for example, the OPR. yeah, they would also require you to be up to date with your taxes before you could even be awarded any government contracts, etc. At least that's my speculation. Is that the case?
Well, yes, correct. Because, you know, just to go back, you know, the OPR is really the Office of Procurement Regulations. And, you know, once you're doing any sort of procurement or tendering with government contracts over $1 million, I think it is, you have an obligation to register for OPR, right? And the minimum requirements to, you know, be fully compliant on OPR would be, well, you have to upload your company documents, your financial statements. Also, you need to have a tax, VAT, and NIS or NIB compliance certificate. And in order for you to have those compliance certificates, you need to be up to date on your taxes, your VAT, if you are registered for VAT.
So if somebody is not registered for VAT, they can't go for a government contract?
No, no, no. If you, well, the threshold for VAT is 600,000 in a given year. So if you don't meet the threshold, you can still get a VAT clearance certificate, which will just state that you have not met the threshold for VAT, and so you have no VAT to pay. So you could still qualify for a government contract without being VAT registered once you have the clearance certificates and the requisite experience.
What is the moral obligation of paying your taxes?
To develop your country.
I like that.
You know, but I would say that, you know, just talking in general, you know, I mean, there are certain citizens in certain parts of the world where they get certain benefits. They have no problems paying high taxes. When you look at some of the Nordic countries, you see tax rates of 40%, 50%, and they would happily pay that because, you know, they have, you know, free school, free healthcare, quality roads, etc. You know, so I think once people
see, we have free school, we have free healthcare.
You know, and seeing it, that actually came to mind. We do. So, you know, I think once these citizens realize, hey, we have certain benefits here, and in order to keep these benefits and maintain these benefits, you know, we really have to pay our taxes. We really have to pay our fair share, you know.
You think businesses have an obligation to the people of Trinidad and Tobago to register and pay taxes?
Yes, that and to themselves as well. You know, I mean, if that's the rules of the land, you know, give unto Caesar.
Man, go to the Bible out there. Oh, yes. Adrian, happy to have you on board. Of course, you've registered over 1,000 companies. How many of those, if you were to give a perspective, were sole trader, were limited liability? And what's your favorite business to register? Favorite type?
Well, I would say the sole trader tends to dominate the list of businesses.
You think that's because people have not a lack of knowledge with regards to the benefits of a limited liability?
Well, once you are starting a business, it's really a low-risk way of entering the marketplace, because once you have a limited liability company, you have a lot more obligations. So you have to file an annual return every year. You have to file your tax return every year. You have to do certain registrations with other entities. So, you know, just to minimize on the hassle and the paperwork and to just get your foot in the door, a lot of people opt to start registering with the sole trader, depending on your nature of business, of course. Right, and then they may upgrade to a limited liability company as their business grows.
You find that happens a lot?
Yeah, that does happen a lot. Right, I've been fortunate in my business to see people literally grow from a one-man shop to having over 10, 15 employees. I've seen that.
Wow, so what you're saying is that if you do business with my card, your business will grow.
Well, that's your words.
I like this. This man is a marketing boss up inside here as well. You know how to flip the script. I love that. What is one piece of advice that you have for anybody right now who is in business, involved in business, and I'm not talking about with registration. I'm just talking about generally now, involved in business. What would be one piece of advice that you leave with somebody who's interested in starting up a business at this moment?
Well, I would say once you're getting into your business, I would say first, you know, try to have some level of certainty about the nature of business that you want to have. Because once you start, now, you know, there's a perception out there that once you have your own business, you have a lot of free time and you'll be able to travel the world and all these different things. And, you know, while that may be the case, later down the road. The journey to get there is very difficult, and I think you need to be aware of that on the outset, and you need to be prepared for that, because that's not, it's not to demotivate you, but it's just to let you know that that is part of the process, and you really have to persist through that in order to see, you know, the greener side of business.
Is opening a business for everybody?
I used to think that before I started my business, but I've come to realize that no, you really need to have a certain type of personality for it. You need to have a certain amount of tenacity, because it really does take a lot out of you, and you really need to persist in order to see your way.
I wanted to come back to taxes with one more thing, and I don't mean to make this a tax conversation. I know it could be rather taxing.
I like that one.
But just to ask you a question with regards to the sole trader that a lot of people might not be aware of, is that if you are currently employed and you register a sole trader business and you're earning above a certain amount, you actually might be liable to pay more taxes as well, correct?
Yes, that is very true, and I love this question, because, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions about tax. I'm not sure if it's willful or not, right? But once you have a sole trader business registered and you are employed and you are earning above the non-taxable amount of $9,000, any dollar of profit that you make in your sole trader would really be subject to the individual tax rate of 25%, right? So
we have a caller on the line, Adrian, so okay. I'm just going to take this call. Mm-hmm. Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Insight Hub.
Hi. I have a question. I registered a business on my name. It's spiked in 2015, and I never did anything in the pickup. It didn't do anything as a general maintenance, and it's not a limited liability. It's a normal sole trader. Would I be taxed for having it open?
Well, if it's, again, these situations vary, right? But let me give you a specific context. If you have a sole trader business and it's inactive from since 2015 to now, you don't have any filing obligations. Where the filing obligations would arise is where you earned income in the business, or if you have a limited liability company, then you would have yearly obligations. But as a sole trader, you don't have that yearly obligation, especially if you don't have any activity in the business.
Ladies and gentlemen of Trinidad and Tobago, you've heard it here from Adrian Edwards, the Managing Director of Converged Business Solutions, trading as Mike Addy, and he's given us some pearls of wisdom inside here and has really broken down the realities of registering a business in Trinidad and Tobago. And I must say a big thank you to you for the knowledge that you've shared, because you shared a lot of insight and for a lot of people out there with regards to the different types of business models that we have, but also your tax obligations. I'll not forget that, you know. And our moral obligations and our government's issued requirements as well, and obligations to register a business if you're earning a certain amount. So I want to say a big thanks to you, Adrian. Thanks for coming on board, for being here with us on the Inside Hub with myself, Daria, and Theatrix Narine. Any last words before we look to dip out?
I'll just say, all business owners out there, make the effort, get registered. It will keep you in the game long, and always remember that it's a tough journey, and persist and you will see your way.
Well, you've heard it here, and thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen of Trinidad and Tobago. Enjoy your fetting season, enjoy your carnival season. I hope you all are having a good one. My name is Darian Theatrix Narine, and I'm signing out right here on the Insight Hub. Catch me here next week, Monday. Same time, same place, and the same face. Yes. Looking forward to having you all back on board next week.
The best insight. Instant feedback. Accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.